Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Standing strong forever, nothing's gonna stop us now.
Boy, nothing seems to be able to stop this bull market right now. Jim Russell joins us. He's the principal and portfolio manager at Ball & Gainer. They manage $20.6 billion, and he joins us right now. He's based in Cincinnati. I guess, Jim, you know, one of the things I'm sort of interested in is, you know, the duration of this bull market. It was a conversation we had on Bloomberg Markets yesterday also, but the duration of this bull market is making some people nervous. And I wonder where you see people start, if you see that, number one, from your customers, and secondarily, what kind of things do you put them in that can make them be less nervous?
Corey, those are great questions. We do have those conversations every day. We manage money for both institutional and private clients. And I got to tell you, in meetings of each type of client, we hear that type of concern articulated. The bull market is long, but there's an old saying out there, and I think you've heard it a time or two, and that is bull markets do not die of old age. We are watching a variety of metrics pretty closely because, you know, things may be about as good as they can get. Now, whether they can be sustained, we're getting ready to find out. But we do see the earnings picture is pretty bright. We see valuations as elevated. We see inflation low. We see interest rates low. We see the consumer in very good shape. And perhaps we even get a tax package. But all of those things are very visible and have probably been priced into the market. So as dividend growth investors, we feel that low volatility dividend paying equities may be one way to go to dampen the volatility and almost assure some degree of return through the dividend.
Dividend growth? What's that like? That's like an oxymoron. That's like military intelligence. That's like, you know, what, dividend growth? What is that?
Sure. Dividend growth is an investment philosophy that we have here at Ball & Gainer, and we invest only in common stocks that, A, pay a dividend, and B, grow their dividend every year. And so we try to accomplish for our clients anywhere from 6 to 8% income growth just from the dividend alone on an annual basis. And so what those types of stocks have, Corey, is usually a little bit less downside volatility attached to them. They do have, over a business cycle, pretty good total return characteristics as well.
Let me push back a little bit. So I'm thinking of companies like, you know, a company paying a dividend of 8-9%. Is
right.
or paying a 5% dividend is going to see 4%,
right.
5% price appreciation. Those are hard to come by. I mean, you know, I look at like, a, like I do a screen on big companies paying dividends. You look at like Energy Transfer Partners, right? A beloved dividend payer paying a 12% dividend, but the stock's down 23%. So to get your 12% dividend, you had to lose 23% of your initial investment.
Yeah, let me clarify. The dividend growth stocks that we invest in usually have dividend yields right around 3%, but again, grow their dividends anywhere from 6 to 8% per year every year. Many of them grow them much higher than that. Avago, which is now called Broadcom,
right,
doubled its dividend. JP Morgan reported earnings this morning, 16.8%. increase in their dividend to the investors over the last 12 months. And Texas Instruments is also a name that we're using, also a strong dividend grower. So you don't have to really go and explore the high end of the dividend spectrum to get that type of attribute.
Indeed, Texas Instruments up 28% this year, in addition to paying a 2.7% dividend.
Right.
Is your screening process such that you look for companies that have been increasing dividends, or are you doing this sort of income statement work to recognize that some costs are going to go down or profits going to grow enough that they'll be able to?
Two great questions there. We do both. We do think that the management philosophy at the company has to have the dividend as a priority for excess cash flow. We do a lot of income statement, but more specifically cash flow analysis,
right,
to make sure that the dividend can be paid by internally generated cash. We're not interested in companies that have to go out and borrow or issue equity to meet the dividend obligation.
What about in terms of sort of capital expenditures driven through acquisitions? I never loved the classic definition of cash flow. A free cash flow would be, you know, cash flow from operations, minus the cost of CapEx. But it doesn't usually include M&A, and there's so much M&A these days that a lot of companies,
right,
sort of true free cash flow is kind of hidden.
Yeah, you raise a great point. No, there's no excuses here. All CapEx has to be included. Share repurchase has to be included. M&A has to be included. Debt pay down has to be included. And we want money left over to pay the dividend. Again, we think that the management philosophy and mindset around the dividend is key. That's why we interview all of our managements. You know, let's be clear. Google could pay a dividend if they chose to. Facebook could pay a dividend if they chose to. But they, frankly, have investments that may have higher rates of return, and they may have decided, you know, we would prefer to pay a dividend down the road and not immediately. So the management team has to not only have the cash flow available to pay the dividend, but also prioritize the dividend in order for it to happen.
That's interesting. Now, in terms of the screening process, how do you start to identify these companies that maybe where the dividend is going to change?
Right. Certainly a history of dividend growth is useful. We would also tell you we look for extremely high levels of cash generation by operations. Again, not via financing, not via selling divisions, but organically driven cash flow that are able to meet the obligations of the operating company,
right,
via the cash flow, and again, have money left over. So frankly, it's a process. It's a little bit of a mosaic. There's no computer screen that will give you that type of run, although anybody can screen for what were the fastest growth dividend growers in,
sure,
the S&P 500 or some other index pretty easily. It's the sustainability of that record. We have had, of course, many companies maybe wander off the reservation. GE, Coca-Cola, a few others no longer meet our dividend criteria and are ineligible to be held at this particular time.
Really interesting stuff. Jim Russell, I really appreciate your time. Interesting conversation. Jim Russell, portfolio manager at Ball & Gainer. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. I'm Corey Johnson, live at the Commonwealth Financial Network Conference in San Diego, of course.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.